Welcome back to another Vox ATL podcast, where I'll be breaking down Generation Z's search for identity amongst the digital landscape through mediums such as aesthetics and online communities, along with my lovely panelists who are sitting next to me.
Hi, y'all. I'm Lily.
Hi, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Angel Cave with you guys.
And my name is Madison Meyer. To open up a good question, do you guys think that the way that you dress is an accurate expression of yourself?
Yes, but I also change my style every day, so.
Yeah, I agree. I've worn so many different outfits that have nothing to do with each other, but I mean, they all have to do with me, but not necessarily like one more than the other.
That's real.
I am a painting on a canvas. I can be changed in many ways, but I don't think I dress the way I feel or act just because I go over comfort than like style. But once I get my money up or like beg my parents for some money, I will try to find some cool things to wear. I just feel like I dress like super like, I guess basic, but I am definitely not basic as a person.
Mm-hmm. Kind of going off of that, what about the basic style do you think is like, I don't know, kind of like an inaccurate representation of the people that kind of adhere to it?
Like in terms of how does it fit them or?
Yeah, so like why do you think we, like society has kind of come to view like basic style as almost like a bad thing?
I feel like it's always associated with like people that are kind of more mean or they're just like very like stuck up or something like that. And then the more expressive people are kind of more accepting and open-minded to things.
Yeah, I agree.
With that.
Like basic just means like you're a part of that popular crowd, which adheres to typical teenage movies where they see the mean girls all wearing the same thing and it's considered basic just because they're all wearing the same thing.
I think it's kind of something along with the status quo for sure, and like kind of the way of like pushing back against like all these standards that we've been like held to for a really long time.
I will also say like Gen Z loves to be unique. Like everyone loves to stand out and everyone loves to make up things about themselves that aren't true. I mean, not to like get on to our generation, but like that's why basic is hated on, because they're like, oh, we have to be different. Tumblr. Like exactly. I was on Tumblr too, but guys, like I mean, just some people are like haters. Some people are like, oh, you were on this niche in like 2010.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I like was, but like, I'm sorry, I still wear Lululemon. Like, that's me.
Yeah.
Everyone that's feels like they have to like label everything. I will say like a lot of the movements back then though were more cool, because like hippie movements were actually like people that are hippies, and nowadays you have people wearing like trash bags and they're like,
have you guys seen those hippies on TikTok?
Yes.
Bro, the clip in hair and then the hunchback and they're like, ugh.
Have you seen the couple that walks like they cut out the bottom of their shoes because they wanted to walk barefoot?
Oh my god, I did see
and
that.
Like, don't want to be judged for being a barefooter, and then they like cut out the bottom of their shoes.
It's like,
you live in a city, girl. You're gonna get glass in your feet. It's okay.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
I do that actually.
This
I
is not the country.
My shoes.
Oh,
don't
judge
it.
I'm judging.
Oh. Okay. Well.
You thought you were different, like all the Gen Zers do.
I don't support fast fashion.
Oh, I do.
I do.
She loves Shein. You know, I want to be in a landfill one day, so.
Oh.
I'm gonna end up where my clothes are.
That's crazy. Yeah, I will say.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I will say, I do think that gatekeeping has been like one of the other products of that desire to be different, to be unique, especially within like the alternative and like.
Absolutely,
that's
it has.
That's literally what I was saying. Like gatekeeping so hard. They were like, you weren't emo in like 2010.
But there's so many subcategories, because there's goth, there's like punk goth, and like mall goth, and all
emo,
that stuff.
Yeah. Romantic goth.
They don't even know.
Don't even know the half of it, bro.
Yeah. I know.
My mom calls me emo.
But like, I think the most of is this one guy. He made a video. It blew up a lot, so you might have seen it. But he like opens it and he's like, did I just write the next emo anthem? And then the lyrics are like, we are the princes and princesses of the glory days. And it's like a Disney princess-esque.
Wow. We are the daughters of the witches you could not burn.
So another like the big trend I've seen with like aesthetics and stuff is like the shift on TikTok from clean girl to mob wife.
Absolutely.
Mob wife. Yep.
Do you guys
it
have
literally
thoughts?
Hits me.
Sorry, go ahead.
I just think it's all about like consumerism. Like everybody needs something new to buy, and then the moment that it doesn't align with what's trendy, they just toss
they
it,
toss
and
it.
It's like creating huge problems for the fashion industry.
The Stanley Cup thing was such late stage capitalism. It was actually like kind of scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like it blew up, and the entire purpose of water bottles is to like be like responsible, environmentally friendly.
Yeah, it's supposed to be reusable.
People bought so many of them. Like, there's like one woman I saw that had like 20 Stanleys.
I saw one that had 58.
You guys are on it. Literally, me, I could not get on the Stanley trend, and I got a Hydro Flask in the Stanley form.
Ooh.
Bro, it is fire, and it doesn't have lead. Shout out
there you
Hydro
go.
Flask. I stay with the girls.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you guys should all get one because I am a sustainable queen. Stanley is not it. I mean, you can get one. I agree with y'all. Like, get one, be with the trends or whatever.
Just be okay with lead
honestly,
poisoning.
Honestly, people are insane. And then everyone jumped to the whatever the thingy is. And they're on that trend or whatever. Bro, y'all just whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, what were we just saying earlier?
Yes.
Okay. I could just not get with the clean girl stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because what determines a clean girl?
Also, this looks back here is not clean. Like the gel, like that is not.
Exactly.
I cannot get with the slick back, me personally.
Well, that's,
especially
your
with, like,
hair's sticky,
out,
that's not clean.
Going out with like a slick back bun is just crazy.
The thing is though, it's like crazy because then you look at like black culture though, and like black girls have been doing slip back, or like Latinas too, like they've been doing like that clean girl aesthetic, but for them it's like kind of like that hot Cheeto or like ghetto girl trend.
Yeah.
But then when a white girl's doing it, it's like, wow, I'm so clean, and like I have my agua fresca, my fruit water.
That up. And two with like, it's like, it's like gold hoops.
The gold hoops and like the rings
the
and all that stuff. The lip plumper, the lip liner, all that.
Then natural makeup. It's just like no makeup. You know how like just
Which like
where are we getting this from?
I think
why does it? But I mean, it speaks more to our society of how why does it blow up now?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And like I think it is cute, but it's like it's just like minimalistic fashion to me. Like it's not like I feel like they have to make it different. Like what's going with the labels and be like like no, we're like clean girls.
Yeah,
like
you have to put like a nice little adjective with it,
right?
And then every trend comes with like a hater, and then all the haters go to a different thing. With the clean girls, like, what about the dirty girl? Like, you know, like I saw a few things where it's like, who the girls who have like 20 water bottles on the on their side table? Like, me too. But why are we admitting that?
Yeah, that's
like,
not
that's
a good
not a
thing.
Flex.
That's not a flex. Like, it doesn't have to be aesthetic. We can
why
just be ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Yeah. It's just I just hate our society.
Yeah.
Just, I'm a hater.
Can you? So, is the mob wife like the mafia? Like,
yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, mob wife aesthetic. It's like leather, fur coats, kind of like 50s esque stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like sexy. It's like
very extravagant.
Is that Italian.
Yes.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
Like really
Italian.
Elegant.
It's like
50s Italian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a complete 180.
Upper class.
It's almost
kind of like
Russian.
Rich. It's like Russian too. Like
Russian?
It's like.
Oh, with the little like hat and everything. Okay, I got you.
Or what's Scandinavian?
Scandinavian,
sorry.
Yeah.
Were they like, have you seen those girls? Were they like, okay, never mind.
No, I know what you're talking about.
No. You seen that?
Yeah.
The thing about the mob wife thing that has like really tripped me out though is all these videos that are popping up now of these women that are going onto social media and saying like, my culture is not your costume, about the mob wife aesthetic.
Like, girl.
And it's like, why would you ever, okay, for one thing, if you were a mob wife, why would you ever admit that on social media?
You would not.
For real,
and
like
for
that's
another,
not.
Why are you like, why are you like this?
That's
why?
Another
because
thing
of Wattpad.
Yeah.
Like,
you're flexing
YN
that your own mom wife is crazy.
YN.
The YNs have grown up and they want to be a part of the story.
Absolutely.
Another, but that goes back to making it like labels though, or like with hippies too. Like, you don't need to say you're a hippie to be a hippie, or like say you're emo to be emo. You just are.
You don't
like,
need a label. Yeah.
Are cool.
They are.
Yeah. They're actually cool. They're like,
I consider myself one. I'm like, I'm a tree hugger.
They
like
for
they
real.
Actually like go,
for real.
For
yeah,
real.
They're not fighters, or like they go pick up like trash off like the ocean floor. I don't know. But
I picked up trash today. Kate witnessed it.
Good.
I took a video.
These roads.
I
these roads. Da, 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 da,
yeah.
I took a video.
Peeking
onto to touch on that real quick, the thing about like taking videos, I think that's really interesting because there's also been like this weird trend in social media where every moment of our life has to be marketable.
Yeah.
We saw the beige mom thing that was happening a while back where like these women that would spray paint their kids' toys black to make it more aesthetic.
It's like you're giving your kids.
Did you see that Christmas tree? Yes. One where they spray paint
it was a real tree.
It was a real tree.
No. It was a I swear it was.
Well, yes, it was a kid's play tree. And the tree was neon green. So she painted it a beige green.
Oh my god.
Which like colors are so important for kids to see, like from a psychological standpoint.
Yeah, you're like
listeners, my mouth is wide open right now.
I can't confirm it is.
Yeah, like are you insane? Your kid needs to realize what different color. Like your kids can be colorblind because they can't recognize. Yeah. Mom, I don't see the beige. Oh, I can't see. Girl, get on your
kids, like eyes are developing when you're really young. Like you need to see like all these bright colors because it like helps with your brain's processing. Yeah.
Thank you, color processing.
Like, it's good for their like mental health. Like it makes them happy.
Yeah, and not to mention like kids put everything in their mouth. Like why are you spray painting something that your kid's definitely gonna try to eat?
And that was the thing. She was like, I put protector on it. I would bite things as a kid. I can bite that paint off real quick.
Yeah, kids are teething. Like they're gonna.
Barrett, what would you like to add to the conversation?
Visco girls and Hydro Flask girls are the same thing, just years apart.
They are.
But the fact is that you
Stanley.
The trend.
Stanley girls.
Like, you took a trend and you made it.
And my question is, why is it... Why is it bad to fit in with what's popular, and why is it bad to like something that was popular a few years ago?
Because people want to be different so bad.
I know.
Like, people want to be different.
I think it's because we grew up with, like, with movies where the protagonist is, like,
Spunky.
This different, like, outcast girl, like Twilight, you know, other movies like that.
And
like
women in movies.
Yeah.
Let's talk about women in movies.
Right.
Because if you look at the typical, like we said, the basic mean girl is basic. Like, and then the main character, she's different.
Yeah, she has her own sense of style. She's like expressive, but the other ones are just copy-paste.
And then in the movie, she ends up becoming more basic and with the trends. And then everyone hates on her for it.
Yeah,
yeah. Then
she becomes a worse person.
And then she's a bad person. What does that tell young women today?
Yeah.
That they shouldn't like the basic stuff.
And they shouldn't like feminine, girly, pink things.
Listen, I'm as weird as the next person. I can tell you I'm weird. Everyone says it. But I do not dress like a weird... I do. But like, I dress the basic way.
Just like a casual...
I don't know what you mean.
I think basic can still just be like a low-key thing, like a sweatshirt and a hoodie. Or like a sweatshirt and a hoodie.
She said,
I don't dress like weird people.
I used to dress super oversized, and I used to dress super mask, and I just don't anymore.
I mean, that's fair. Kind of much like what Angel said, like near the beginning of the episode, like kind of shifting it from different aesthetics, like as the day goes on. I think every week I probably fit into like four different categories.
Yeah,
like I'll have like a dark academia day, I'll have like an indie day, I'll have a music day, I'll have an emo day. Like it just
But see, I like that though, because like I feel like it just kind of like fluctuates like your day, like how you're feeling that vibe in the morning.
I feel like it's better to not really confine yourself to one box and just kind of like let yourself like kind of exist between. Like,
you don't need to
have a
label on yourself in order to like be expressive. And I like I completely agree with that. Like I dress entirely like even just this week I've dressed entirely different every single day.
Okay.
And it's so much fun. Like I don't feel like
constricted.
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah. I don't feel like confined to this one box of like, oh, I have to dress this way. Oh, I have to dress like I listen to this or whatever. Like it doesn't matter because I get to just express whatever I'm feeling that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
A lot of aesthetics have a weird amount of controversy around them, like dark academia especially has a lot of like controversy on social media, mostly because like if you don't know, dark academia is kind of an aesthetic derived from like old British. Like, boarding schools, like upper
class. It's kind of like
education.
Old money too.
Yeah, so it's kind of classist, a little racist, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Education is like restricted from a lot of people.
Yep.
And a lot of people like have a lot of issues
Gossip
with it
girl.
Itself, but like at the end of the day, an outfit is an outfit.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that like just because
old school
there's a lot to be said about certain like upholding certain aesthetics or like trends or whatever and what like the kind of impact that they can have, but at the end of the day like it is clothes, and as long as you aren't holding yourself to the other standards that may come along with like certain I don't know, like
the history.
Aesthetics. Yeah. Like the certain other things that come along with it. As long as it's just clothes to you, like I don't think it matters. Yeah.
That's true. I think a lot of people do get like bent out of shape over like, oh, like why are you dressing old money? Are you racist? And it's like, okay, you could just like the style. Like you could 100%.
People say that.
Yeah.
Oh. That's bad. I mean, I'm not on the internet any like a lot anymore. I used to be on a lot in 2020. Because of all this we're talking about, I'm done. I do not spend that much time on the internet.
Yeah, that's why I offload TikTok.
It's just become a very like toxic space. Like everybody has to hate something. Like even like comments, like you'll see like everybody has to disagree with something in the video, and it's like guys.
Or like Dylan, make
can
it
we all just love each other?
Can we just like spread peace and love?
Yeah, like maybe.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Lily, Angel, and Savannah for sharing their perspectives today. You can find more teen voices on VoxATL's website, that's voxatl.org, as well as on Spotify and SoundCloud. This is Madison Meyer with VoxATL, signing off.